AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. The Senate is expected to reject moving ahead on a Democrat-sponsored election reform bill. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Republicans just want to make it harder for people to vote.
We know what you're up to. America knows what you're up to. And not to debate this? Are you afraid to debate it? Do you not have any good arguments?
Alabama Republican Tommy Tuberville says this bill has no Republican input.
You know, in sports, one team changing the rules by themselves is called cheating. It is seen for what is, a power grab. It is stacking the rules to win the game instead of doing the hard work necessary to get the job done.
President Biden vowed what the White House calls the fight of his presidency over ensuring Americans' access to the polls. A government watchdog says deaths among Medicare patients in nursing homes soared 32% last year during the coronavirus pandemic. Rodrigo Duterte, the president of the Philippines, is threatening to arrest people who refuse to get a coronavirus shot.
Don't get me wrong. There is a crisis being faced in this country. There is a national emergency.
Duterte said the country is facing a crisis, and he would arrest those who refuse and would inject them with the vaccine himself. The country's justice secretary acknowledged there's no Philippine law criminalizing refusal to get vaccinated against the virus. An NFL player has opened up about his personal life.
What's up, people? I'm Carl Nassib. I'm at my house here in Westchester, Pennsylvania. Just want to take a quick moment to say that I'm gay. I've been meaning to do this for a while now, but I finally feel comfortable enough to get it off my chest.
Nassib is a defensive end for the Las Vegas Raiders. He added in a written message he agonized over this moment for 15 years, only recently deciding to go public. This is AP News. Baseball's Arizona Diamondbacks broke a 17-game losing streak, beating the Milwaukee Brewers 5-1. The Diamondbacks have the worst record in the majors. Major League Baseball started cracking down on the widespread use of sticky substances as part of new protocols. New York Mets ace Jacob DeGrom was the first pitcher to be checked.
I said, you know, what all do you guys need? Glove, hat, and belt, they said, so I handed them that stuff and then went along my way.
The two-time National League Cy Young Award winner passed the test. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, the defending champs, the Tampa Bay Lightning, took a 3-2 lead over the New York Islanders with an 8-0 rout. Steven Stamkos scored 2 of the 8 Tampa goals.
No one expected an 8-0 game, let's be honest there. But, you know, you earn everything you get, and now we're going to get an extremely desperate team, and that, you know, they're a proud group over there. You know, we know their rink's going to be rocking.
Game 6 is tomorrow night on Long Island. Ed Donahue, AP News.